Good Sunday morning, Jacksonville. My name is Josh McCarthy here with News 104.5 WOKV, and I want to welcome you to another weekend of the Ask the Experts weekend. And this expert show is dedicated to the workforce of today and tomorrow. Pete, the job guy Langlois, introduces his listeners to Jacksonville's most innovative companies, and he explores the career journeys behind some of Jacksonville's top influential individuals. And this is all done, all of it, with an honest and entertaining filter that is unique to Pete Langlois, the hard worker himself. Take it away, Pete.
Good morning, all you hard workers. Look, you did it. You woke up, you got out of bed, you yawned, you stretched, and you made a great decision. First thing you're doing on a Sunday morning is you're listening to Hard Worker with Pete the Job Guy. And as you heard Josh just say, like he says every Sunday morning, this show is dedicated to the workforce of today and tomorrow. So who is that? That's you. That's your kids. That's your parents. We're all part of the workforce in one way, shape, or form. We all are. We have bills to pay. We want to make a better life for our kids than perhaps we have. Or maybe we're retired from the workforce. But guess what? We're intertwined. We're all part of it. And in this show, I and all my guests, what we try to do is we try to give you tips to help you to be more effective and productive. You know, and I'm not afraid to tell you where I've made a mistake. And in my career, I've taken a left where perhaps I should have taken a right. And I tell you this not to beat myself up, but I want you to take that right. I want you to stay on the correct path so that you can be successful. We also give you advice to help you deal with difficult situations, to help you get that next step in your professional career. Perhaps you want to raise or you want to learn how to deal with some kind of HR issue that you're wrestling with. Well, you came to the right place, doggone it. You're here on Hard Worker with Pete the Job Guy. And today, you know, like I have each week, my recurring weekly contributors. Today, you're going to get an update from Boston Danny like only Boston Danny can give it to you. And we're going to call him live today. We're going to have that probably every week live from now on. We're also going to get our leadership lessons from Coach Larry. And today he's going to talk about networking. And man, when you listen to that Coach Larry segment, I want to make sure you guys got your pen and paper out or you have your device du jour out and you get your thumbs cranking, because he's going to give you some information that's going to help you, if you're a manager, to become a more effective leader. Okay. Now, I got some great guests for you today. I'm really excited about them. But first, I want to tell you a little story. You know, I'm here on Sunday mornings. Why? Because I like to help people, you know, and I'm a career expert. And I always caution people, when you take advice from someone, make sure they're successful at it or they're an expert, because there's no shortage of people that want to tell you how to do something. But there is a shortage of people that really know how to give you information that's going to help you. You know, and I love helping people. Okay. And this story I'm going to tell you first off is, I live on the intercoastal, and I was outside doing some work in my yard, and a boat went by, and where I'm at, the boats go idle speed, and as the boats, they come by every day, and all of a sudden, as it passed, I heard a splash and a scream, and I'm thinking, that's not good. So I hear the splash, and oh, he's in the water, he's in the water. So I find the nearest phone booth, right? I go in there, and I rip off my, I put my cape on. I come running as fast as I can off my dock, and I dive into the water as the boat's turning, circling back around to get this thing that fell over into the water, which all I could picture was a child that's in the water that needed my help. So I dive in, and I swim, and it's in the water, and I... It's a pit bull, okay? A pit bull had jumped out of the boat and into the water. For those of you that are regular listeners, you know that I'm a dog guy, okay? I like dogs, but I don't like pit bulls. I'm deathly afraid of pit bulls. So I jump in the water because I like to help people. I don't like to help pit bulls, but this was that one, probably an only pit bull that was the friendliest dog. It allowed me to kind of grab it and guide it to the dock. And then I reached behind its massive shoulders, face to face with this huge teeth and growling. And I picked him up out of the water. He got out of the water. He was real nice and sat right next to me. And then the boat turned around and came around. But if you know me, you know that this is funny. And I like the listeners to get to know me a little bit better. I enjoy helping people. I don't enjoy helping pit bulls. But that day I went the extra mile for a dog. doggone pit bull. Okay, enough about me and who I am. Let's talk about our guests. Now, today, I told you we have great guests. We do each week, and this week is no different. I am so happy to have some of the big brass from Enterprise Integration with us today. And what is Enterprise Integration? Well, they are a premier managed IT services provider that customizes solutions through big data services, automation, and artificial intelligence. And the three bigs that we have with us today are Tracy Brown. He's the CIO and Chief Technology Officer. We have Mac Bhatia, who is the Chief Information Security Officer, and Casey Allen, who is the Chief Operations Officer. Welcome, gentlemen, to Hard Worker with Pete the Job Guy.
Welcome.
Thank you. Pete. Thank you.
We're
so
really
much
glad
for
you're
us.
All here. Now, first off, and anybody take this, tell us a little bit more about Enterprise Integration.
In 1998, Mike Locher founded the company, focused on delivering the promise of IT, which is that delivery, that consistency of IT services and functionality that that people expect out of a more of a utility style service. Now, over the last 20 years, we've seen a whole lot of changes, right?
Oh.
Viruses started, pretty simple back in the 90s, and now they've gone into ransomware and Bitcoin payments. And so what we do is we work with our clients across systems, which are computer systems, networking systems, and security systems to create a holistic support mechanism for the clients in the space.
You know, guys, a lot of you know that I've been in technology staffing for a lot of years. I've been immersed in technology. Enterprise Integration is, when we say premier managed IT provider, services provider, I mean premier, because there's a lot of others out there. But Enterprise Integration probably is one of the most well-known in Jacksonville, been around since 98. And you have a variety of services that you provide, and I like the holistic approach. Seems to make a lot of sense. Who? Let's get into that part. Who would benefit most from engaging Enterprise Integration?
Well, we work from a mid-market to an enterprise level. So some of our clients are as small as 100 employees, but they're heavily technology oriented. So it's a small company that's driven by technology to a large company. So some of our customers are over 30,000 employees, but we do a very niche component with inside of their environment, such as 24/7 monitoring or service desk, things of that nature. So it can vary. We say anywhere from $100 million company to a $5 billion company.
Got it. Thanks, Tracy. Mac, anything to add with that?
No, I think Tracy hit it right on the head. Any medium-sized company that needs support services can't find their way or don't know where to go. A lot of questions today, right? People have a lot of questions when it comes to information security, when it comes to what is this or what is that? Why am I getting infected all the time? Why am I asking to pay this ransom? Things of that nature. When people have IT-related questions, I believe we can provide the answers.
Good, good. You know, I want to get right into ransomware because this is big right now. This is hot. We got a lot of questions to ask. I prepared a bunch. But what is this ransomware? I mean, we hear so much about it. You hear how entire school systems, their data is compromised. Someone steals it. They won't even give it back to them unless you pay some ungodly amount of money. And it just seems sickening to have to pay for your own information and your own data. But it seems to be no other course of action other than to pay it.
Yeah. I mean, that is exactly how it's designed to work, unfortunately. What a ransomware is, it's a type of malicious software that is designed to block access to your data, to your information systems, unless a sum of money is paid. And they control the keys, they meaning the bad guys. And we can certainly, Enterprise Integration, we have taken a very systematic, experienced approach to helping our clients prevent being victims of ransomware attacks and helping them keep that position.
And we do that through several different ways. But as many people say, if you haven't been hacked yet, you're going to get hacked in the future.
Well said.
So it's, you know, the landscape or the ecosystem is changing drastically every day. So it started back with a one of the bigger ones was called CryptoLocker.
Mm-hmm.
And one of our customers got infected with CryptoLocker, and it took us about 500 hours to recover that client. Now, we got him recovered 500 man hours.
Got it. Yeah. Right? Okay. Yep.
And so what we did is we thought, how can we be more proactive in this? And so we wrote an application that's unique to EI that we provide to all of our clients that's called Crypto Watcher. And so it looks for the activity of a ransomware, attack and blocks it. So it takes that user off the network. Now, there's really kind of three ways that you protect against ransomware. One starts at the desktop. And the desktop, you have to have artificial intelligence, right? So the old stuff like McAfee, Symantec, that's out the window. They can't keep up. The pattern files change too much. So if you want to talk about SentinelOne or Cylance or one of those, it starts at the desktop. Then it moves to the network. So and that barrier, that boundary on the network, which is a multi-function security device. So firewalls have changed from 20 years ago to now. They're IDS, which is intrusion detection, IPS, which is intrusion prevention, and firewall, as well as many other factors.
This sounds, it's like a cat and mouse, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
it is.
You protect, and they figure out how to get through,
yeah.
And then you block that one, and
right.
but the bad guys never stop.
That's
yeah.
right.
Yeah, I think the most common avenue for the bad guys to get in, unfortunately, is through humans. Humans seem to be the weakest link. And, you know, the couple of areas that Tracy mentioned are spot on. What I would also add is that security awareness training is so critical for any organization.
That's number three.
That's number three. It's so critical for any organization. You know, when we go in, and I'm not joking when I say I get calls almost on a weekly basis when a client has some sort of a problem related to either a ransomware attack or infection within their system because somebody clicked on something wrong or went to a website and entered some credentials.
Doggone humans.
Talk a little bit. Social engineering is becoming probably one of the most profitable. And you can talk about social engineering a little bit from that perspective.
Yeah, I mean, what the bad guys will do, right? They will do some reconnaissance first, right? What they call a cyber kill chain. And they will study your LinkedIn profile. They will study your org chart. They will understand things from your Facebook account. They will understand, and they will study the executives. They won't attack till they have a full knowledge about how you work, who you work with, who your administrative assistant is, who you send to stuff for approval, things of that nature. And then they construct an attack based on that intelligence. And that's what Tracy's talking about when we call socially engineered attacks. And that way, the effectiveness of that attack is much higher.
So you have to have a designed process for wire transfers that says it's a human-to-human interaction, because now I can copy your voice, right? There's technology.
Gosh.
I just take it right off the radio, and so, you know, I take your voice, I put it on a phone call, I call your wife and say, honey, I need you to transfer X amount of dollars over to this account because I want to buy this cool new motorcycle or fishing rod or whatever.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, and so...
car.
You've got to have a protocol in your business for the transfer of money that has a chain, right? It has checks and balances. It can't be one to one. There's got to be a third person or a personal interaction from that CIO or that CFO or that CEO to the accountant department that says, okay, it's good to transfer this money.
This is amazing to me, right? Because this really helps. This whole social engineering, it's companies need to be educated, right? Yeah. So there has to be the training, and then you also have to build behind the training the fail-safe modes. I think right now is a good time to take a break. We'll be right back. You're listening to Hard Worker with me, Pete the Job Guy, on News 104.5 WOKV.
What's up, Jacksonville? Angie here, president of Angie Staffing. If you're finding it harder and harder to find the right candidates, or your ads are letting you down, call me, Angie Staffing, 904-703-8880. I have over 20 years of experience right here in Jacksonville. I can help with anything, accounting, finance, legal, even that one position that's impossible to fill. Angie Staffing, 904-703-8880. We're bringing back the hustle.
All right, that was a great commercial from somebody that I really, really respect. Okay, guys, we're here with the executives from Enterprise Integration right now, and I hear a lot of talk about big data. Okay, big data is out there. Some people say big data. Those people are incorrect. It's data. Okay, but here's the deal. What is big data? Let's educate the listeners onto what it is.
All right, big data is defined by three V's. That's volume, velocity, and variety. Mm-hmm. Okay, so when you have the volume, velocity, and variety of data, that generally constitutes big data. So think of Twitter mm-hmm. as an example. The millions and billions of tweets that go on and on. Your ability to access, let's say, President Trump, you know, at yep. Real Donald Trump,
yep.
And then all of a sudden it pops up on your phone or your screen, and all the tweets that he's given just immediately come up, right?
Yep. Right.
So they've given you a query, right? So what big data does is look at a business. So Twitter's kind of easy because it's the same format. It's a header, it's a tweet, you know, it's text and that's it. But inside of a business, when you've got SCADA equipment, right, manufacturing equipment that's sending data, you've got ERP systems, you want to integrate it with that. You've got your accounting and financial systems. And then, you know, from a security perspective, you've got all your security logs, all your event logs on all your servers. So it's all different types of data. That's the variability. And you know, what people are doing is pulling that data together, right, and then gaining information from it, so applying algorithms to it. So when you think about AI or machine learning, there's the Bayes algorithm, and a naive Bayes algorithm, to be specific. And what it does is it'll go through that data and help you learn the probability of something happening that you weren't necessarily expecting. And so when you put it all together, it links across the the different data points. And so big data is really just volume, velocity, and variety.
Great. Anything to add to that, Mac?
No, that's exactly sums up what big data is. And Tracy, certainly, maybe we should talk about our services around that.
Yeah, please.
Because big data requires people who understand how to handle big data. Clients come in and say, I want to quickly retrieve or identify this information out of the huge amounts of data lakes or data pools that we have. How do we do that? Enterprise Integration, we have a set of DBAs and big data architects who understand how to manipulate this data and find that information quickly for our clients to help them with their business needs.
So we developed a software we call a digital robotics engine. And what it does is it becomes a central hub message queue for data to come into, whether it's email, whether it's event logs, warnings, whatever kind of data. It brings that data in, it then normalizes it and puts it into the data lake. Now, not only can it do that, but it can also take action on it. So let's say I'll give an example of a train.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So a train's going down the tracks. You know, the average Tier 1 railroad has 28,000 intelligent devices along that track. And let's say one of them, the crossing arms, isn't working correctly, right? That alert comes in, right? Then it can communicate out and say, hey, stop, because, you know,
we got a problem here.
We got a problem here. So you can think about that across computer systems, across SCADA systems, pretty much anything that and everything does communicate. We call it the Internet of Things. And that's what our digital robotics does. It handles that because the data is just too much for a human.
You know what's really interesting is for those regular listeners know I'm a big proponent of STEM, you know, science, technology, engineering, mathematics. And some of the people I've had on just a couple weeks ago, I had Mark from Renaissance Jacks. You may know him. He's big into robotics. He was a lot of fun in the in the studio here. But, you know, I've learned a lot about artificial intelligence and natural language programming and machine learning. And it's been an exciting ride because, like I say, my guests are fantastic, and this is so interesting to me. Casey, why don't you answer this one for me? You know, enterprise integrations, you're touching the cutting edge of technology. What types of people do you look for? If you're hiring people, what do you look for to bring into the enterprise integration team?
Besides, you know, looking for the very best in any specific discipline, if I could boil it down, I would probably... if I could name one attribute, it would be an entrepreneurial mindset. Mm-hmm. And what I mean by that is not necessarily, you know, someone who not necessarily someone who started their own business, but someone who approaches life like an entrepreneur, right? Reid Hoffman wrote a book. He's one of the co-founders for LinkedIn. He wrote a book called The Startup of You. And he basically describes the workforce as an escalator. Right. And you know, I know, I mean, a lot of people use the corporate ladder or I thought escalator was a really good analogy. But in he describes it as an escalator. And, you know, if we look at the history of the workforce or the labor force over the last 60 years, we've changed quite a bit. Right. I mean, you've seen it. We've all seen it as employers. You know, 60 years ago, if you went to college, you got out of school, and you entered the workforce, it was a reasonable expectation that if you came on to work for anyone, you could stay with that company for 20 years into retirement and retire with, you know, your 401k or Social Security to kind of finance your retirement. Well, now, with all the things that have happened over the course of the last several decades, you know, pensions aren't as available as they were. Social Security, the age has moved up. So a lot of those senior level folks that are due for retirement, you know, aren't leaving the workforce. They're coming back in droves, and that in essence stops that escalator from moving forward. It ends that procession. So a lot of middle aged folks that are in the workforce now are kind of stuck in a state of promotionless limbo, while folks that are leaving college now with these high degree educations are finding it very difficult to actually get on the escalator. So, you know, with that being said, I mean, with the death of you know, the traditional career path, we're also seeing the death employer-sponsored training and things like that go along with bringing new employees on. So now the onus is on the employee or the candidate to actually go out there and really invest in themselves before they hit the job market. And you know, it could be, you know, trade school. It could be, you know, going out and looking for certifications. It could be, you know, going, you know, for additional education in the college system. But you know, now it's I look for that entrepreneurial spirit, someone who's willing to invest in themselves.
Okay. Casey, I want to hear more about that entrepreneurial spirit, but that music right now tells us we're coming to the bottom of the hour break. Stay with us. You're listening to Hard Worker with Pete the Job Guy on News 104.5 WOKV. Welcome back, all you hard workers. Wow, and if you missed the beginning of this show, you missed a great one. shame on you. Next time, set your alarms a little bit earlier. But if you want to listen to this show in its entirety, which I highly recommend you do, just go to PeteTheJobGuy.com, and you look on, there'll be a little tab that says episodes. Click on episodes, and you can listen to all my show, all my shows in perpetuity for the rest of your lives. You can go back and listen to every single one of them. But today, I have, for guests, I have some of the top executives from Enterprise Integration. I have Tracy, Mac, and Casey. And Casey, we were just talking about the types of people you hire and look to hire at Enterprise Integration. And you mentioned people with an entrepreneurial spirit. And to me, these are inquisitive people. These are people that have a can-do attitude, a sense of mission and purpose. And they come in and they just try to figure it out. Is that in line with, right. with and consistent with what you're thinking when you right. say entrepreneur?
Yeah. They you can tell them right away. I mean, as soon as you get into conversation with they have sort of that innate sense of curiosity.
Mm-hmm.
You get a sense that you could take this person and drop them off in the wilderness and they'll survive, right?
Right.
I tend to look for people who are go-getters. Obviously, I don't look for Dilberts, that are looking to punch a clock and come in and make the donuts.
Yeah, right.
These are people that are aggressively passionate about their skill and about their practice, and they're always looking to grow and to further themselves. So some of the questions I ask when I interview is what are you reading? What are you doing to grow yourself? Are you listening to any audiobooks? How are you continuing your education? And, sometimes I get people that, give me that blank look and they're not doing anything. And then I know right away I'm looking at a Dilbert.
Yeah.
Right. So I look for the folks that are investing in themselves, that get it. They're moving with the times. They understand, what the market is looking for. And, we in the marketplace, we don't have time for people that don't believe in themselves,
right.
or that refuse to invest in themselves. When we find people that have that entrepreneurial spirit, we're willing to invest in them ourselves, right? We will. I mean, we'll train them up at Enterprise Integration. What's great about our organization is, being a managed service provider, we have a multitude of clients that have different environments that are global, all over the world. And we can, when we bring on new employees, we give them exposure to all these different environments and different challenges every day. That's what's beautiful about our organization. You go to work anywhere else, you could potentially get stuck in that mundane routine of coming into the office and you're facing the same, the same problems every day.
Yeah.
Whereas, Enterprise Integration, we're on the cutting edge of technology and we're facing new challenges every day.
Exciting and well said.
It's rare but not uncommon that an individual will start at an entry-level position with inside of EI, and we call that the service desk or some other area, and prove themselves to the point of education that their next raise is 100%.
Wow.
So they go from a $35,000 to a $70,000 job in one move.
Where they will have earned it and demonstrated
exactly.
the value. Okay.
Right. And they do that by reaching out to all the teams, right? They're saying
our different practice leaders. Right?
Our practice leaders. They do a great job at what they, were brought in to do. And then they spend that little bit of extra time going over to the networking team or going over to the operations team and proving that. And so when the opportunity comes, they're the first pick.
Yeah,
and they grow.
A lot of times people think the main reason why people jump or leave jobs is because of money. And it's not always about money. It can be the corporate culture and different things. But one of the main reasons, and trust me, because I'm an expert at this, is career pathing and also being rewarded for performance. Though there might not be something built in. If there's no career path, if I do great, it might be a problem. Mac, what do you have to add to that?
No, what I wanted to add was that at EI, to Casey's point about entrepreneurial mindset, somebody who comes in with an entrepreneurial mindset has so much they can get at EI. For example, we work with a variety of clients in different industries, in different sectors, healthcare, insurance, finance. We support the Southeast largest HVAC wholesaler in the in Southeast. And so when employees work with a variety of different clients, they get a sense of how to solve problems in different industries. And that knowledge is so rich and portable. And they never fear that I will not have a job if I leave here, because they are so richly knowledged and skilled with us. But we continue to provide that environment so people stick with us.
Right.
Oh, very good. Guys, listen, Enterprise Integration, it's an exciting company. You know, anybody take this one. Tell us if people want to learn more or even apply to jobs for EI, Enterprise Integration, how can they get more information? There's a website. Let's get maybe a phone number out there. You tell us.
Yeah, so our website for Enterprise Integration is entint.com. And our phone number is 904-733-4349.
The career tab is on the About Us portion of it's the upper right. When you go to our homepage, it's the upper right portion of the screen, and just follow the career tab to our open positions.
Fantastic. I want to thank Tracy, Mac, and Casey from Enterprise Integration for coming on Hard Worker with Pete the Job Guy this morning. Thank you, guys.
Thank you very much.
Wow, that was great. Yeah, Tracy, Mac, and Casey to come in here on a Sunday morning, spend their time. You know what they're doing? They're helping you out, too. Just like I'm here to help you, they're helping you out. They educated us. I learned so much from my guests, and I hope you do, too. But all of you that might be considering perhaps a career transition, I want you all to go out to that Enterprise Integration, entint.com. Go out there and look for the, I think Casey said it's on the About Us under Careers, and look for their open positions and apply to one. Sounds like a great and exciting place. Automation, big data, protecting against ransomware, managed service, managed IT services. That's a great company. Enterprise Integration. I'm so happy they spent their Sunday morning with us on Hard Worker with Pete the Job Guy. Oh, man, we're coming to, well, you know what? Before we do anything else, let's take a quick break. You're listening to Hard Worker with Pete the Job Guy on News 104.5 WOKV.
What's up, Jacksonville? Angie here, president of Angie Staffing. If you're finding it harder and harder to find the right candidates, or your ads are letting you down, call me, Angie Staffing, 904-703-8880. I have over 20 years of experience right here in Jacksonville. I can help with anything, accounting, finance, legal, even that one position that's impossible to fill. Angie Staffing, 904-703-8880. We're bringing back the hustle.
That's a wonderful commercial from somebody I deeply respect. Guys, you know my name is Pete Langlois, but you know me as Pete the Job Guy, right? And I have run staffing agencies for literally 20 years here in Jacksonville. If you're an employer in town and you need help finding that, whatever it is, the talent that you just can't find, or it takes you too long to find, or it's too expensive to find, call me. I have some of the best recruiters behind me. And not only that, I have the best tools in the industry. If it's out there, we can find it. Just reach out to me via email, Pete@PeteTheJobGuy.com, and I'm happy to help. Guys, this next part of the show is one that I really, really love. And this is where Coach Larry O'Brien shares with us tips. And these leadership tips that he gives us helps managers to become more effective leaders. With no further ado, let's get this week's leadership lesson from Coach Larry.
Okay, I'm going to say a word. And when I say it, pay attention to how you react. Here it is. Networking. What came to your mind? Was it positive? Was it negative? When I ask people what they think about networking, they think, ugh, I hate networking. I'm not good at it, but I wish I could be. I'm an introvert, and that's just who I am. Or, sorry, but I'm just not good at being fake. And finally, I hear, shouldn't I be rewarded on the merits of my good work and not who I know? Well, what I have to say about that is get over yourself. While you are making excuses for not going to a networking event, your colleagues are building relationships with people of influence. And in order to get ahead and have greater influence, it's not who you know, but who knows you. Today, I want to talk about how to become a better networker and, dare I say, perhaps enjoy it a bit more. The first tip when thinking about networking is to change your mindset. In other words, how you think about networking. So many times you think that you need to meet as many people as possible. I got to get their contact information or even sell yourself or sell them something. Change your mindset and think about it as relationship building or making friends. Once you get over thinking that networking is some cheesy way to manipulate people or get that next job, promotion, project, or sale, then the pressure to be fake will start melting away. I often hear that I don't know what to say, or I need my powerful elevator pitch at the networking event. And it's true, you don't want to vomit all over yourself when someone asks you, "So, tell me about yourself." But first, I encourage you to get curious about the other person. Ask them questions about themselves. See if you can tap into what they like to talk about, which for 99% of the people is themselves. I remember being at an event, and I was sitting next to the president of the American Medical Association for dinner, me. I was in my late 20s, and I had little work and life experience. I walked away from that dinner thinking, boy, he was the nicest and most interesting person I ever met. But guess what? He was the one who took an interest in me. I shared how I liked catching fish and not fishing for fish, that I grew up in Latin America, loved my family, that I had dreams, and on and on. We spent about an hour together, and he made the conversation about me. And when people talk about themselves and their aspirations, something magical or biological happens. Endorphins are released, and they feel good about themselves. A memory is created, and they, in turn, think fondly about you, the person who made them feel good about themselves. So again, I encourage you to get curious about the person and people in front of you at a networking event and see what drives them. You might even find something in common with them too. Another tip for managing your mindset about networking goes back to JFK's quote about ask not what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country. From a mindset perspective, think first about how you can help others. Ask people what their challenges are and how you might help. Chances are you have a resource or contact that might help that person, and then follow through. So many people say, "I'll send you that name or whatever," and then they don't follow through. Don't be that person. That will leave a bad impression, but again, come from a place of servant leadership. You will find that when you help others, it's an opportunity to take that relationship deeper. So after saying all this, what if you still don't care about networking? Some people like me are somewhat loners. They don't have a high need for being affiliated with groups and may even buck against it. But the thing is, I am secretly competitive. And I want to do better than the next person when it comes to careers, being a parent, husband, or even playing Quiplash. Please note that I have not beaten PDAC Quiplash yet, and yet I still come back for more. So, I like to tap into my competitive spirit and make a competition for myself. For example, how many people can I connect with today? Or I might go into an event and say, I'm going to have a meaningful connection with 5 people, and I won't leave the event until I do. And sometimes when I know who will be at the event in advance, I make a note of who I want to meet. Recently, I was at a large event on a Saturday, and I met the president of a local bank and the CEO of a construction company. They didn't know it, but I knew that I was going to meet them in advance. I hope that doesn't make me sound too creepy. But maybe competition isn't a driver for you, but maybe helping others is, or promoting a cause is. So find what drives you and make that your reason to go to these networking events and build relationships. And at the end of the day, just don't be too hard on yourself. Do you consider yourself a good networker? How do you do it? What gets in your way? I'd love to hear more from you on this topic. So please connect with me on LinkedIn or go to my website, www.mendozaandobrien.com.
Oh, Coach Larry, that was another great segment, and we learned a little bit about networking, and I know for a fact that a lot of people are desperately afraid to network. For some folks, networking means you and the person that you went with, your compadre, your coworker, you go to the event, you sit in the corner and talk to each other, or you sit and talk about people together, but you're not out pressing the flesh, shaking hands, meeting people, and putting yourself out there. Like Larry said, there's a specific way to network, and I highly recommend you do it Larry's way. Guys, for more tips from Larry O'Brien, you can go to my website, PeteTheJobGuy.com. Go under Weekly Contributors. Click on the Coach Larry segment, and I have each one of his segments isolated so he can give you advice that's specific to your need. Or you can go right to MendozaandO'Brien.com and engage Coach Larry O'Brien directly. He'll be happy to help you out in any way he can. This next part of my show is one of my favorites. Every week we get a Boston update from Boston Danny. He tells us about his great teams, his sports teams that seem to always win. He gives us an update on the weather and other things because I want to hear it. It's my favorite section, and I love hearing about Boston from Boston Danny. He also gives shout-outs like only Boston Danny can. So if you have a birthday, an anniversary, you have a special event, you want to recognize somebody that you care about, you just go to PeteTheJobGuy.com, and under the Weekly Contributors section, there's a little place to fill out whatever shout-out you want to Boston Danny. And with no further ado, let's welcome Boston Danny. What's up, Danny?
Peter, how we doing today? Lovely day, isn't it?
Doing just fine, sir, on this Sunday morning. Happy that we're doing this live. Let's do this live every week from now on. You used to send me in the segment, but I like it better this way. How about you?
I'm down with that. You know, I love talking to you, Peter. You're one of the fun guys.
You know, last week we did a lot of talking about coaching, like executive and career coaching, and with Coach Larry, and it was a really, really good week last week. But, you know, when I think of coaching back before I heard about all this executive coaching, I was thinking about some of the weird coaches I had in sports as a kid. Did you ever have any weird coaches?
Please, up in New England here, we got the oddest fellas that you can talk about. I played baseball. We were in, you know, the Dorchester Youth. We had the National League. I was on the Yankees of all teams, if you can well imagine. And Coach Yakka, it was Coach Yakka. He was about 4.5 feet tall. He knew his baseball though. He loved everybody. A consummate bachelor. Everybody that went through just about had Yak for a coach. But I tell you, 4.5 feet tall, he had more hair growing out of places. I don't know. It was like corn coming out of his ears, for crying out loud. He had more going on. It was coming out of places. You're like, how do you do that, dude? And all I could think of was, I'm going to grow up and look like this dude, because I was the same height of him, you know?
Coach Yakka, that's awesome. You got some good shout-outs for us this week and a Boston update. Let's hear it.
Oh, damn right. We got Bruce Mosley. We got happy birthdays. You know what I say, folks. It's your birthday. Nobody else is going to help you out, so you might as well do it yourself. So we got Bruce Mosley and his lovely wife, Dawn Zimmerman Mosley. They both have birthdays this week, which is fun. A few days apart, so happy birthday to both of you. Have a wicked good day. We got Asley Harden-Suggs. She has I hope I'm saying that right. We say it's Suggs. It's sounds like Suggs, but I'll call him a Shugs. And you got Ron Field. We got Laurie Bush, Jody Lang, Michael Krause, and Brandon Bain. Everybody got a birthday. And happy birthday. Do it right, folks. Everyone has a good time. Hope all your wishes come through for you. Make them, and they'll happen. Believe me. Stick to your guns.
That's awesome. Danny, I'm right with you. I hope they have a wicked piss a day.
Piss a day is where it's at. I don't know. You know, now I can't get Yakka out of my head right now. All I can see is his head right now. telling me that I'd be better off not swinging. So.
Well, you're welcome for that. Danny, thank you so much for the update. You have a great rest of your day and a big week, my friend.
All right, brother. I'll talk to you soon. Jacksonville, brothers and sisters, love it. Have a good time.
Bye-bye.
Oh, Boston Danny. You guys know I love that guy. I went to boot camp with him 30 plus years ago. He's a great guy. Think about poor Coach Yakka, some 4 foot tall guy growing hair out of his ears like corn. I don't know what that means, but the visual is one I can't forget. And Danny, you owe me, because now I'm trying to picture that and it's horrible. Oh, we got a surprise guest. Someone just come walking in the studio. Have a seat. Have a seat. Guys, my wife just joined us in the studio. Angie, welcome to Hard Worker with Pete the Job Guy.
What's up, Jacksonville?
We're running your commercials now during the show. So.
And I don't sound country. Maybe I do.
Yeah, it sounded a little bit to me.
Did it? Okay.
Yeah, but it's great. Angie, I asked you, come on. Now, you want to talk about a candidate that you have that you are representing right now that's actually looking for a permanent job, or she's even open to a contract role. Tell us a little bit about her.
Yes, I need to talk about her because she has got to get out to work. She is awesome, okay? MBA, CPA, started out as a staff accountant, moved into a financial analyst role because that was her personality, worked her way all the way up to a finance manager, and just recently was downsized because they moved the whole accounting department to Atlanta. She is ready to go. She would like something between Bartram Trails in downtown. So I'm thinking that's a lot of companies that can call in for her.
Well, you know what I love is when Angie rallies behind a particular candidate that's looking for work, she means it. She's saying this, like, this candidate's awesome.
Yeah, like, I'm going to be mad. Somebody better call.
Because you know what? In our business, we talk to a lot of people to really find the great ones.
Right.
The ones that we feel so comfortable to endorsing to clients. And you are proactively saying, this person is great. I heard you say, you know, this is someone who's well-educated. Certified PA, MBA, has the accounting side, also has the financial analysis side. And her skill set could appeal and would appeal to a broad range of clients.
Very broad.
Right. So
she's cool.
Right. And beyond that, she's cool. So that's great. So if people want more information, they can reach out to you at Angie Staffing at
904-703-8880.
Mm-hmm.
That's correct.
Okay. Fantastic. Thank you for doing that. Guys, I want to welcome our guests this morning. Our guests were Casey, Tracy, and Mac, all from Enterprise Integration. Boy, they educated us on big data, automation, ransomware, how to protect yourselves and your company, and the required education and training around social engineering to help protect your company, your data, from those bad guys that are out there trying to get it. So that's Enterprise Integration, ENTINT.com, right here in Jacksonville. Guys, that music tells us it's time to get the heck out of here. You've just listened to Hard Worker with Pete the Job Guy on News 104.5 WOKV.